artful approach is that not every duct has its own orifice on the nipple surface. So if you're planning to selectively cannulate a duct, and you find that these two sections are 10 micrometers apart, if you tried to pass your probe into here, you would have no control over which of these ducts your probe went into. In this particular specimen, there were 29 ducts with 15 orifices. Nine ducts did have their own individual orifice on the nipple surface, but 20 of them arose from six common orifices, and I think that's another big problem for people who are planning to do studies of nipple ducts, aspirate fluids and so on. So here's a three-dimensional